Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
All right. Our profile's guest this morning is the star of my favourite film of last year, Seriously Single, in which she was seriously good. You may remember that I harped on about it endlessly last year because it was brilliant. I loved it. We spoke afterwards to Tumi Warake and it was brilliant. I really, really loved it. But Fulu Mugovani isn't just a brilliant comedy actress. She's also proved her very serious acting chops in movies like 2015's Ayanda, which earned her several awards and nominations, including, please and thank you, Best Actress in a Leading Role at the 12th Africa Movie Academy Awards. She's a musical theatre graduate, spent time overseas in the earlier part of her career, starring in The Lion King. Oh, come on. But it's on screen that she can currently be seen starring as Katu, a vendor woman struggling to conceive. You can catch her in that Showmax series. It's called Umakoti Wetu. Fulu, welcome. How lovely to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for such an amazing introduction. Thanks for having me this morning.
I am so delighted. I was such a fan of Seriously Single. It was on loop in our house last year. Absolutely, absolutely loved it.
Wow.
But that was a comedy. It was a romantic comedy. It was a beautifully, beautifully done South African romantic comedy. I'd like to see more of that. I mentioned your awards, of which you have many. When you were starting out in this crazy old business of show, was that the dream to be an award-winning actress? Was that what you had in your mind?
Not at all, actually. I just wanted to do theatre. Like you said in my bio, I went overseas to do Lion King and I studied musical theatre. So the dream was to be on the West End, to be on Broadway, to do, you know, Wicked and all these great musicals I grew up, you know, watching on YouTube and stuff. And then I just decided, hey, I think I can tackle this film thing. And only until I came back to South Africa, then the dream got bigger. And then I started wanting more and more, like everybody would, you know. So, yeah, it was never part of the dream. The dream was to be a theatre actress.
Talk to me about musical theatre, because I am, to say mildly obsessed with musical theatre is an understatement. I am hugely obsessed with it. I just love it. If in another lifetime, if I'd been given the talent, it's just the best thing ever. It was just an absolute dream for me. I think I watched Fame when I was about 6 years old. And I thought, that's what I want to do. Your love for musical theatre?
Okay, so that's a strange one.
Okay.
He also got me off guard.
Yeah.
So I just grew up singing and I grew up with a dad who sang opera. He's a music professor right now, but at the time he was just a music lecturer and he sang opera on the weekends. So me and my little sister would go watch him with my mom and being from Limpopo, we'd travel to these small towns in Tzaneen, we'd travel to Louis Trichardt, and I'm like, this is so fascinating. You know, and once I got hold of the internet in high school, I started just Googling operas and you know, when your search button just, you know, expands.
Yeah.
And operas turn into musicals. I'm like, what is that? You know, and then at the time, I remember watching Ragtime. And I remember watching Parade and all these amazing big ensemble musicals. I was like, this is what I want to do. And as fate would have it, my same father became the head of the performing arts department at the University of Technology, Pretoria.
Wow.
And I was like, hey, now, can you get me an audition? I think I want to do this thing. And then I got in and I've never looked back. That's how it started.
I love that. What's your audition song from the musicals? What's your go-to?
Ooh, okay. So it depends on what I'm auditioning for.
Okay, yep.
If I'm auditioning for like a quirky or children's play,
yep,
a National Children's Theatre, I'd probably be singing something from Wicked, something that Alphaba sang.
Okay.
Something like, I don't know, Defying Gravity. Because it's quite animated and it's exciting and, you know, it shows range. But if I'm auditioning for something serious, like The Color Purple, I'd probably sing We Had a Dream, which is more like a ballad.
Yeah.
It shows my lower range and just a little bit of my upper range. So it really just, music theatre heads will know, it really just depends on what it is you're auditioning for.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have an idea? I mean, you did The Lion King for, how long did you do The Lion King for?
Just over a year. So a year and a few months, I guess.
Is it as, for somebody who always really did, I really did hanker after being a musical theatre performer, for someone who didn't, just give us an insight into what, is it as wonderful as it seems, the touring with a theatre company and travelling and then every night going on stage and doing it and the audience, and is it as marvellous as it seems?
It really, 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 really is. And I must say, my experience was slightly different, and I'll say a bit more exciting, because we did Lion King in Disneyland Hong Kong, the most happiest place in the world. Imagine waking up, taking the cast bus to Disneyland, and then getting to perform in the Lion King. So it was just an amazing workspace for me, and literally coming from uni, jumping straight into Disneyland, doing like a dream job, which is the Lion King. That was really, really exciting. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
It sounds like it's an awful question to ask, actually. It's like asking somebody to pick their favourite child. But if you could, if I was to say to you, right, Fulu, I want you to be, you can pick the musical that you want to do. You're going to be, in 3 months' time, you're going to be on stage at, I don't know, wherever it may be, on the Broadway or the West End or wherever it might be. What's the musical that you go, that's what I want to do?
I think you hear from the beginning of our interview, I keep saying Wicked.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Oh, yeah. I want to be that black Elphaba. They will find a way to put the green paint on and it will stick. I want to, all my friends know, I want to be that green. I want to be a green character at the West End in Broadway. 5 years, I can do it. I want to be in Wicked. It's so whimsical.
It's
amazing. And the music is genius. And the stage, oh man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's probably up there in my top three favourite musicals. And I saw it in the West End with my mum. And we just bawled the whole way through. It's just, it's just absolutely fantastic. All right. So that was the sort of earlier part of your career. And then you find yourself, well, not find yourself, you work to end up appearing in, and I mentioned Ayanda, which was, a far cry from whimsical musicals. And for that is really, that's where you shot onto our radar and you won the awards and all that kind of. Where do you keep your awards, by the way?
Oh, interesting. So I used to keep them at home in Pretoria.
Yeah.
But I just recently went to collect them because my dad is listing the house. So I had to bring them back to my home now, where I live.
Okay.
So I put them in like a cupboard by next to the TV.
A cupboard?
Not fancy, but I mean, I know.
Do you mean a cabinet or a cupboard?
I know. I should, like a glass, nice one with light and stuff. But I'll get to it.
I remember reading an article, and I can't even remember which performer it was now, who said that they had a cupboard or a cabinet designed which remained empty. Who was it? I can't remember. And and it was specifically for their Oscar. Who was it?
Whoa. Yeah. And they hadn't won the Oscar.
They hadn't won it, but then they had. And I'm trying to think who it was. It was like Julia Roberts or somebody. I mean, talk about building it into existence. You have a cabinet made, Nicole, for you.
And then you have Whoopi Goldberg, who lost her Tony. I mean, I should definitely follow in Julie's footsteps.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You should.
Okay.
Listen, your latest project is called Umakoti Wetu. Tell us about it. It's on Showmax. Tell us about your character.
My character, like you said, she's a vendor woman. I'm a vendor woman, and she is married to this amazing guy, so she thought, but they have trouble conceiving. And he introduces the concept of polygamy into the relationship. Yeah, so we kind of get into the story and we see them go through the motions and you know, her trying to figure out if this is something she wants to do and if will this benefit her family, you know, without giving too much away. Yeah. That's basically the plot.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away.
No.
When you go into an audition or when you are handed a script, what are you at this point in your career? What are you looking for in a character? And why did Akatu speak so much to you?
You know what? Funny enough, I came into this industry thinking I will never be at the liberty or the luxury to pick and choose the scripts that I do because our industry is quite small.
Yeah.
Work is quite limited. And whatever work comes to me, I will get, obviously, as long as I'm getting paid my worth.
Mm-hmm.
But I just guess the universe has just been meeting me halfway to what I really, really, really intentionally want. And I've just been handed amazing characters. I've never had to send anything back because they're all different. They all challenge me. They all show a different side of my range in acting that I didn't think I had. And they all expand my acting repertoire, you know. So I've just been so lucky, I guess. I never had to pick and choose because all the characters I've ever read are just amazing. Amazing.
Do you feel that we are now moving towards a point where the characters available for us as Black women are becoming more diverse? They're representing us on a much broader scale. For example, Seriously Single, it's very rare to see a romantic comedy with a Black woman as the lead. We're always the quirky best friend. We're always, you know, and so that was refreshing. And to just show us as more dimensional human beings, we're not always struggling. It's not always the weight of the world on our backs.
That's the perfect way to put it. And, you know, one of the scripts I loved was Seriously Single. And also I was terrified of because I'd never done comedy. And I'm literally having to work beside Dumi Murati the Great, you know, and it was just so intimidating. But I mean, I loved the concept and the idea, like you said, of these two Black quirky women, independent, just, you know, trying to find their way through this dating pool. Because that's how South Africa is right now. That's how most of my best friends are, my sisters, you know, on Tinder and all this. And it's the reality. So, yes, I think that the market is expanding to especially Black performers. But I'd also love it to expand more to the colored performers and the colored story and to move it from just being the stereotypical colored Cape Flats life. Moving to Joburg. So, I mean, I'm an advocate of human beings as a whole and actors as a whole. So as much as there's movement within the Black acting community, I'd also love it to expand because there's so many of us. I mean, we are a rainbow nation for a reason, you know. But I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm a Black woman and I'm afforded these type of stories, and I'm a vessel to carry them out. I can't complain, really.
I love that you say that about coloured performers, because a number of guests that we've had in this segment, we've had Amy Jefter, we've had Quanita Adams, we've had Fiona Williams, we've had, and so often that the conversation, and male performers as well, that the Clint Brinks and Irshad Ali, talking about the almost a sort of dichotomy of, particularly earlier in their careers, when you perhaps don't have as much agency, when you're not perhaps as well known as other actors, and the dichotomy of, do I take this role which doesn't further us as people because it is the single mother with three kids in Lavender Hill, or the drug dealer in, you know, and the dichotomy of and the which must be very difficult when you are trying to start out in an industry or not even start out in be in an industry that is very difficult where you want to be able to do work that genuinely represents a certain community, but the interpretation of that community is so narrow that it's not benefiting. That is such a difficult position to
it
be in as a performer.
It is difficult. And initially, it was great because even if the stories were, you know, dare I say, stereotypical, but they had not been told. But now we have so many of those now since, you know, the film and television industry opened up to people of color.
Hundreds,
we have so many stories like that. And I think it's time for us to broaden the horizon, think outside the box. We have enough protest stories now, don't we? We have enough struggle stories. We have enough, you know, Soweto, the struggle, girl leaves KZN to come to Joburg University. We have enough of those Cape Flat stories. I think it's time for us, like you said, to think outside the box. Think rom-coms. Think, you know, thriller. Think, I don't know, horror even, you know, so that we can have stuff that we can watch that is made for our people by our people.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. Otherwise, you just endlessly just become a trope and a stereotype. What's next? Once we've done Umakoti Wetu, what's next? What can we catch you in next? And when is it happening? No pressure, of course.
No pressure at all. Thanks for having something to say. Well, I'm on Lingashoni right now, which is on One Magic. It plays at 9:30 from Monday to Thursdays, and it's also on Catch Up. So, yeah, I'm on that, and interesting. My story is growing. My character is interesting. It's quite different.
Yeah.
She's Yeah, she's different. I struggled with this one for a little bit because I was like, why is she, you know, so submissive? Why is she so weak? She needs to speak up. And the good thing about the company I work for, they really listened and they take your suggestions to heart. And I think she's going to grow into something amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I would like for you to do musical theatre. That's just my personal preference. I would like the next thing that you do to be something that I can go and see, come to Cape Town, and we can have you live in studio. You can sing for us. That's just my personal request, of course.
From your lips to God's ears. I wish for that too. I wish for that too. I can't wait.
What would
be going to happen?
It's what would be at this point in your career, and this is another unfair question, dream role, your absolute dream role. It can be music, it can be theatre, it can be film, TV, whatever. Maybe it's not even in the end. Maybe it's something completely different. What would be the absolute dream?
Oh, man, that is a difficult question. Scoring a lead role in, I guess, a Hollywood film,
yes,
a blockbuster.
From that's your one lips to God's ears, yes?
Yes, I'm going to categorize them now, because that was a difficult question. My other dream role is to be an award-winning producer and director for maybe a limited series or a docu series, because I'm into docus. And another one would be to play the first female Evan Hansen on Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway.
Really?
Boom. Yeah.
I love that. I love that you've got those. I want you to come back on the show in 5 years' time and be like, I've done that and I've built my cabinet for my Oscar. So there we go.
Oh, the cabinet.
The cabinet.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Listen, it's been an absolute treat to have you on the show. I have been a fan of yours for a long, long time. Seriously Single just pipped you right up there for me. I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
I'm looking forward. This afternoon is going to be me and Showmax watching your latest, which is called Uma God Uetu. Fuluk Mogonvani, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for an amazing interview. Such a great start to the day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.